Blog Talk Radio.
And how do we keep our balance? That I can tell you in one word. Tradition! Of our traditions, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to sleep, how to eat, how to work, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition get started? I'll tell you. I don't know.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah, Selah, Selah.
Kulatanya Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel abra, the kokoboch samayin asgeta, kohulum tahayin asaye, meskel abra, the kokoboch samayin asgeta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars,
full of stars, full of stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. It's going forth, it's from the end of the heaven, and it circuits upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Converting the soul, the testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Menenai. I.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
atah Adonai. Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch abba Yerushalayim.
When praying without a minyan, hear even service for Sabbaths and festivals. When praying without a minyan, Father 10, begin with El Melech Neeman. El, true good, true God is our faithful king. El, Melech, Ne'eman. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Shema, Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Praise be his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Baruch Shem HaKavod HaMalkuto Le'olam Wa'ed. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. Ve'ahavta et Yahweh Eloheka b'kol ha'levavka u'b'kol ha'nafshka u'b'kol ha'me'odka. And you shall take to heart these words that I command you this day. Ve'hayu ha'devarim ha'ele asher anoki me'etzavka hayom al levavka. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the morning. And you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your home and on the gates of your cities. Uketavtam ala mezuzot beiteka ua bishaareka. Devarim, Deuteronomy 11, chapter 11, verse 13 to 21. And if you obey my commandments which that I command you to this day, to love Jehovah your Elohim and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul, then will I grant you my gift of timely rains for your land in autumn and in spring. And you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. And I will give grass in your fields for your cattle. And you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. With Natatia mit ara arzikema beito yore ua mala malakosh with a safta de danenka with tia roshika with itza harika with Natatia aiseba de sadika liva hemateka with akalta. With Shabbaita. Beware lest you may be misled. Be aware lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien gods and to bow down to them. God will be angry with you, and he will close the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast disappear from the good land that the Lord, that Jehovah, has given you. Hishamru lakem penna yifteh levadikem. We saritem, we ebaditem, Elohim acherim, we hishatachewitem lahem, we chara af Yahuwah bakem, we atzar et ha-shamayim, we lo yehye matar, we ha edama lo titena eta yebulaha we abaditema mehera me'al haretza hatoba asher Yahuwah notena lakem. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hand and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night and when you rise in the morning. And you shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your cities. Ve'samtem et devarai yaele Allah levadikema wa Allah nafashakema. Uake shartema otama leot. Allah yibikem we hayuwa leet otafota beina ainekem. We li maritema otama eta benekem le daver bam. Be shibateka, be beiteka, u be leketeka ba derekta. We be shakavta, ua be kumeka. Ua ke tavitama ala mizuzot, beiteka. Ua bisha areka. Thus, like this, will your life and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Jehovah promised your ancestors, for as long as the sky remaineth over the earth. Le ma'ana yerebuwa yemekema. We may benekem Allah haidama asherla nishba'a yahua la ebotekem la teta lahem ki yemeya hashamayim al ha aret.
Numbers chapter 15 verse 37 to 41. The Lord spoke, Jehovah spoke to Moses, to Moshe, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of the children of Israel, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue. And the fringe shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Jehovah. And you shall not follow the promptings of the heart or the attraction of your eyes to be misled by them. Thus, like this, you will remember to carry out all my commandments, and you will be holy before your Elohim, your true good, your true God. I am Jehovah, your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, Jehovah, am your Elohim. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe leimor, daver il bnei Yisrael ve'amarta eleihem, ve'asua lahem tzitzita ala kanfeya bigadeihem le dorotam, ve'natnua ala tzitzita ha kanaf, titil, tikelet. We haya la kema le tzitzita, uraitema oto, ua zikartema et kola mitzota yahua, we sitema otam, we lo taturu, we lo taturu achrei levavikem, we achrei ainekem, asher atem zonim achreihem, le ma'an. Tiza Karua with a sitema et kola mitzotai
mitzotai mitzotai mitzotai
wehi wehi etema kedoshima lelo heikem ani Yahuwa elo heikem ashera hotzeitia etikem me eretza mitzrayim lihiyota lakem lelohim
lelohim
ani Yahuwa elo heikem. True and certain it is that he is Jehovah your Elohim, there is none else, and that we, I and I, the people of Yisrael, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us from the might of kings. He delivered I and I from the grip of tyrants. I and I, Elohim, brought judgment upon our I and I enemies and retribution upon I and I downpressors. His saving acts are beyond I and I understanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept I and I alive in life, and he did not allow I and I to stumble. He led I and I victorious over the strong place of I and I enemies. He sustained I and I strength in the face of all I and I foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against Paro. He performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the son of Israel, from bondage to freedom, to freedom. But their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, his name. In gladness they declare their loyalty to his kingdom, to his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in a song of acclaim. Who can compare to the eye in power, O El, O God? Who can compare to the eye in holiness and idleness? Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds? None, no one can recount thy praises at Isis. They acknowledge the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders at the Yam Suf at the Red Sea. This is Eli, my true God, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Jehovah has ever freed the Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversaries mightier than he. Praise be, blessed be, Jehovah, Redeemer of Yisrael, Redeemer of Israel.
Of Israel. Of
true and certain it is. Amen. Ta'we'emunah kol zot, all this. Ye kayama aleinu, ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu ve'ein zulato. Wa'enachnu Yisrael ammo. Ha podeinu miyada melaki, malakeinu ha goeleinu, mikaf kola ha'aritzim, ha'el, ha'nifra'a lanu, miyazareinu, ve'hama shalema, gemula lekolo oibeya nafsheinu, ha'ose gedolot ada'eina chaker, ve'nifa laota ada'eina misapar. Ha sama nafshenu abachayi, velo natana lamota raglenu. Ha madarikenu ala bamota oibenu. Oyarema karnenu al kola sonaenu. Ha ose lanua nisim, una kama de faro. Oto otot o'ua mofatim de adamata beneham ha make hamake de evarato kola de kola de korde mitrai while say eta amo israela mitokama le cherut olam. He brought forth the sons of Israel from bondage to freedom. Vayotzei eta amo Yisrael mia tokama lecherut olam. But they are pursuing foes, perish in the depths of the sea. Hama ibira banayo beina gizareya yama sufa eta rodafehema we eta soneihem vita homota tiva'a. We rao banayo ageburato wa shibho shibhu we hodu wa lishmo uwa malakutoa de ratzona kibloa elehem. Moshe u bene Yisrael alika anu shira de simcha rabba we amru kulam miya kamoka baelim yahuwa miya kamoka nedara Bakodesh Nora Witehilota Ose Fele Malakuteka Rao Baneka Bokea Yama Lifneya Moshe Ze Eli Anu We Amru Yahua Yimloka Le Olama Wa Ed We Nemar Ki Fada Yahua Eta Yaiko Uwa ge'alo miyada chazaka mimenu. Baruch ata Yahuwah, Gaal Yisrael. Blessed be Jehovah, Redeemer of Yisrael, Redeemer of Israel. Baruch ata Yahuwah, Gaal Yisrael. Cause I, O Jehovah, I, Elohim, to retire for the night in peace. And in the morning, do thou, our King, awaken us again to life. Enfold us, enfold I and I with thy protecting peace, and improve I and I with thy good counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou that I art a merciful Elohim. Shield I and I, shield us against foe, and plague, and sword, and famine, and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail I and I on every side. Shelter I and I by thy presence, Paneka, the eye face perception, for thou, O God, art our guardian and deliverer. Thou, O God, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou, the I, guard our coming and going for life, for liberty and peace, now and forever, forever. Mayest thou, the I, enfold us, enfold I and I with the shelter of thy peace. Praise, blessed be the I, O Jehovah, who spreadest peace over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim, and over Jerusalem. Hashikibeinu, Yahweh Eloheinu, le shalom. Leha e midenu malekenu lechayin uferosa aleinu sukata shelomeka we takanenu be etza tova mila faneka we hoshainu le maana shimeka we hagena baedenu we hasira me aleinu oyev dever we chereb we rav we yagona we hasira Satan, milifanenu, uwa me achreinu, uwa betzela, k nafeka, tasatireinu, ki el shomareinu, uwa matzeleinu, ata, ki el meleka hanuna we rahuma, ata, u shemoraz eteinu, u boheinu le chayim, u le shalom, me ata we ada. Olam,
olam,
and the reader here. Uferosa aleinu asukata shelomeka. Mayest thou guard I and I, coming and going for life and peace, now and forever. Mayest thou enfold I and I with the shelter of thy, of the I peace. Uferos aleinu sukat, the sukkah, sukat shelomeka, the sukkah, the booth, the tabernacle of thy peace. Baruch ata Yahuwah. Ha po reisa sukata shalom aleinu. Blessed praise be Jehovah, who spreadest peace over us, who spreadest peace over I and I. Baruch ata Yahuwah. Ha po reisa sukata shalom aleinu. We all call amo Yisrael, over all thy people Yisrael. We all call amo Yisrael, we all Yerushalayim, and over Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, 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 Jerusalem,
Amen. Amen.
The Lord, the Lord, the Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I'm making it in a life, I inherit as the meat. self-employed, cannot get laid off. But I work me off, can't even get a day off. Who do want to stop me now? Them I don't say them way off. All right, so me say one by one, one by one. One by one, we stepping out of Babylon, and then one by one, one by one. The king tell us, I the conquering lion, lion, lion. Rock down, one man. Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but someone quickly find your bun. Help us now, get us from the slums. Never give up, but someone fix the last the eye blood to go. Operation is a thing, could in a harder time. Got to widen your views, gotta broaden your mind. What we find in the cancer, no where it's gonna find. Hunger, poverty, a system so unkind. As a matter of fact, there is an aftershock. When come ground, not my bed, I'm up below with a rock. Try to make it through the system, all the doors were locked. Yet nothing me to try, and so I ain't gonna stop. All the time, the right to book on you. All the time, some other crap, they would have put on you. Yet when you're in there, they would look on you. They would only stand, I wanna wear the boots on you. But we are.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Well, they are, ooh, children of Israel, take heed, and listen to the words of a prophet. The wages of sin is death. The gift of Jah is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brothers or sisters or your enemies. There is the book of knowledge. There for those who want to learn truth. Yeah, children of Israel, keep listening. Yeah, they say the other half has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Has not yet been told. Come along now, ooh, and take it, yeah. Come, 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 come. There is the book of knowledge, yeah. It's there for those who want to learn the truth. Listen to the words of the prophet. The wages of sin is death. Now the gift of God is eternal life. The truth is a fact and we all know that. So there's no need to build no strife while there is life against your brother. There is a book.
ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not as children?
Rastafari,
the people shall rejoice in Selassie and the earth shall be meek. Hey, 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 the words are clear. The Lamb upon his throne where you conquered his
evil. Chapter 7. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matter. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heavens strove upon the great sea. And four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion, and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth, and made stand upon the feet as a man. And a man's heart was given to it. And behold another beast, a second, like to a bear. And it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, Arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. After this I saw in the night visions, and behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly. And it had great iron teeth, devoured, and brake in pieces, and stamped the residue with the feet of it. It was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. It had 10 horns. I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes, like the eyes of man, and a mouth, speaking great things. I beheld till the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. 1,000 thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. I beheld then, because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake, I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others. A fiery stream issued and came forth from the void. Fiery stream, fiery stream, fiery stream.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
The Ark of Covenant
is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this. Who don't know this.
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by, and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom, and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his belly. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came, the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall cut it down, and break it in pieces. And the ten horns after this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times for the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed it. But I kept the matter in my heart.
Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful. Ever living, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he's King of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo! Hey, yo!
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
son of Rasmakonin, Haile Selassie, is astute. Ethiopia is very happy. Be her confessor. O Haile Selassie, sanctity becomes you.
It was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah. Line of Judah. Line of Judah.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
They always sing to him songs of praise.
To Wahido, to true teaching, 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 teaching.
In which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach is also of high value,
high value, high value, high value, high value.
Shalom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily song. We have song.
Psalm 135.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed He Hallelujah. Ya, 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 ya. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants, who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
Today's daily psalm, according to the royal ordering of Psalm 135, this is appropriate here for this scribe right here, as we fulfill the second book of Moshe, second book of Moses called Exodus, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names. So right here, Psalm 135, here in the season, according to the royal order, we get an alignment with the 23rd sabbatical study right here, the accountings, and here. We're at the end of the book of Exodus. We're completing the book of Exodus, also the completion of the tabernacle, a.k.a. the church in the wilderness. So first, we're going to write up the royal Amharic here, and then touch on the Hebrew local and pick up in the Sunday service a little bit more. But it's interesting because the psalm itself, it bespeaks to where we're at in the Torah reading and feeding and also here in the season. So here, to share the royal Amharic right here on Dennis Brown Dump.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Yeah.
مزمور متو سلاسة رات بكنف متو سلاسة هاليلويا يك جابير انسما مسجن انانتا يك جابير باري وچخول عمسجن بك جابير بيتوس باملاكا چمبيت عدبابا يمتقوك جابير چرنونا جابير نامسجن لسمو زمرو ملكا منونا እግዚአብሔር ያዕቆብን ለራሱ እስራኤልንም ለመዝገቡ መርጦታልና እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ እንደሆነ ጌታችንም ከአማልክት ሁሉ እንደሚበልጥ አውቃለሁና በሰማይና በምድር በባህር በጥልቆች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር የወደደውን ሁሉ አደረገ ከምድር ዳር ዳመናትን ያመጣል በዝናብ ጊዜ መብረቅን አደረገ ነፋሳትንም ከመዛግብቱ ያወጣል የግብጽን በኩር ልጆች ከሰዎች ጀምሮ እስከ እንስሳ ድረስ መጥ ግብጽ ሆይ በመካከልሽ በፈርዖንና በባሪያዎቹ ሁሉ ላይ ታምራትንና ድንቅን ሰጠ ብዙ አህዛብን መጥ ብርቶችንም ነገስታት ገደ የአሞራውያንን ንጉስ ሴዎንን የባሳንንም ንጉስ አግን የከነአንን መንግስታት ሁሉ ገደለ ምድራቸውንም ምርስ አድርጎ ለእስራኤል ለሕዝቡ ርስት ሰጠ አቤቱ ስምህ ለዘላለም ነው ዝክርህም ለልጅ ልጅ ነው እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ ይፈርዳልና ባሪያዎቹንም ይረዳልና የአህዛብ ጣዖታት የብርና የወርቅ የሰው እጅ ሥራ ናቸው አፋላቸው አይናገሩ አይናላቸው አያዩ ጆሮ አላቸው አይሰሙም እስትንፋስም ባፋቸው የለም የሚሰሯቸውም ሁሉ የሚታመኑባቸውም ሁሉ እንደነርሱ ይሁን የእስራኤል ቤት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ የአሮን ቤት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ የሌዊ ቤት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ እግዚአብሔርን የምትፈሩት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩ በኢየሩሳሌም የሚያደር እግዚአብሔር ከጽዮን የተባረከ ነው Hallelujah
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 Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Lemagashwe, Ethiopia Menosh, you know. But I want the next verse with Amarik. But I want the next verse with Amarik. So this is what kind of cause I think because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that yet.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salamta, salamta t'ina istalim. Today's daily psalm. Mezmor Dawit, metol salasa amist. Mezmor metol salasa amist. Psalm 135, according to the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie. And here, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the Order of Melchizedek, Righteous King, Ngus Neges Ethiopia, we have Ye Miskana Mezmor, Ye Miskana, of thanks and praises, of praises, of eyes, of praises, Miskana, Ye Miskana Mezmor, an intonation of vocal chant, word, sound, power, of thanks, of praises, Ye Miskana Mezmor. And here, back in Fwist, we have Mezmor, Meto Asra Mist, Psalm 115, Kokut El Arat, Iski Asra An, Deresa, and close in twist, you know, in the parentheses here we have Mezmor, Psalm 115, a reference to Psalm 115, verses 4 to 11. 4 to 11 in Psalm 115 as a point of reference for today's daily psalm. Just looking at Psalm 115, and we can see, yeah, you can see that link right there. Psalm 115 in today's daily psalm. Psalm 135, Mezmore Dawit, Psalm of David, Metol Salasa Amist. Mezmor Psalm Metol Salasa Amist. Psalm 135, yeah, Miskana Mezmor. Today's psalm is also theme, God in nature, Gziav, you had a sustainer of the good, generous Av, Father in nature. In the natures and nature and history and his story and his narrative, the narrative of Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, he who be who he be. And here we have a hallelujah psalm. So here as we compare and even contrast with the HSV, the Haile Selassie version, and the KJV, the King James version, let us ride up with today's daily psalm. Bismillah, wa willed, wa manifestus, ahadu, amlak, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. In Jemralin, we begin. Kuter an, hallelujah. Ye egziavi herin nasim ameskenu. Enante ye egziavi herbaria wachoy ameskenut. Praise ye, ya, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise ye, ya. He who be Yah, Jah, praise ye Jah, Jah, Yah, in the Hebrew, the Savior of Israel, the Savior name, right, used by the Israelites, particularly in the Exodus. Hallelujah, praise ye Yah. Ye egziavi harin sim, ameskenu, ameskenu, praise, miskana y'all, the name, ye egziavi harin sim, the sim. The Shem, the Sim, the Sim, the name of Egeziav, you have the stain of the good, the generous, the open-handed Ab, Father. Enante, ye Egeziav, you have the body of our choy. O ye, y'all, Enante, you all, Enante, ye Egeziav, you have body awoch, body awoch, servants, slaves, but servants, ye Egeziav, you have body awoch, hoy. O ye servants of the sustainer, Ameskenut, praise ye, Isis, Miskana ye. Him, he who be, we be, kut erhulet. Verse 2. Ve egziavi her beituist, dam lakachin beita de babaye mituk omu. Ye, y'all that stand in the house, in the bait of egziavi her, of the sustainer of egziavi her beituist, dam lakachin beita de babaye mituk omu. In the courts, Adebabai, in the courts, the squares, the courts, in the courts of the house, the bait of our God, of our source, the Amlakachin, of our Amlak, the Amlakachin bait, Adebabai, Yemituk Omu, Kuter source, verse 3. Egziavi hachernuwinna, egziavi harinna, meskenu, lesimu zemru, melkamnawinna, praise, egziavi har, praise. The sustainer, for the sustainer is good. Ekziavia cher, cher nowinna, for he is cher, cher. In them hori come from cher, cher. Ekziavia her, cher in the g'ez, which means generous, open-handed, cher. In the royal hori say good, my generosity, goodness, chernet. Ekziavia her, cher nowinna, for he is good, for he is generous, for he is open-handed. Ekziavia herin, ameskenu. Praise, Miskana, the sustainer. Sing praises, Isis, to his name. Lesimu, Zemru. Lesimu, to his name. Simu, Lesimu, Zemru. Melkam nawinna. For it is pleasant. For it is Melkam. Melkam nawinna. For it is good. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Egziari her Yaakovina le raso. Israel nimle mezgebu mertotalina. For Egziavi her sustained the good genus Ab, Father hath chosen Yaakov to himself. Egziavi her Yaakovina le rasu, for his ras, for himself. Yaakovin le rasu. And Israel, Israel nimle mezgebu mertotalina. And Israel, for his peculiar treasure, le mezgebu mertotalina, he has chosen, kuter amis, verse 5. Egziavi her talak in the hornet, getach nema ka amalikta hulu and diabelita uke alhuna. For I know that Egziavi her sustainer is great, and that our Lord Getachin is above all gods, all pseudo or real imaginary worshipful entities. Getachin is above all of them. Exiyahu Talak in the Horn. Talak, great, important. Talak in the Horn as he be. Getachinim and our Adoni, our Geta, our Lord. Ka'amalikta hulu indi belit auke alahuna. Auke, I having known, for I know having known, auke alahuna, that he, ka'amalikta hulu, amalik, above the gods, right, sources or worshipful entities, all of them, ka'amalikta hulu indi belit auke alahuna. Put er sedis, verse 6. Besamayina, Bemidra, Bebahirina, Betilko, Chahulu, Exiavi Heria, whether the wind or Hulu Adarraga, whatsoever Exiavi Her pleased, whatsoever the sustainer of the good, the generous open hand, our Father pleased, that he did. Besamayina, Bemidra, Bebahirina, Betilko, Chahulu, in heaven and in earth and in the seas and in all deep places. Kutel Sabat, verse 7. Kamidr dara deminatina yawet al. Bezna begizeya meberek in adarrege. Nefasatinema ka mezagabitu yawet al. He caused the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth, of the earthly plane. Kamidr dar deminatina yawet al. He maketh lightnings for the rain. Bezanav gize mebrek in adarege. He bringeth the wind out of his treasuries. Nefasatinim ka mezagad betua yawet al. Kuter cement, verse 8. Yegubtina bakurl jocha kaso jamroiska in sisadres meta. He smote, he hit meta. He smote the firstborn of Egypt. Yegubtina bakurl jocha kaso jamroiska in sisadres meta. Both of man and beast. Kaso lejoch. Kasol Jochiska in society res meta guter zeteng, verse 9. Gibtskoi be mekakalisha beferona bebaria uchu ulu laitamrat na dinkina sedete. He sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt. Gibitzkoi, into the midst of you, speaking to she, Egypt, as she, Gibitzkoi, the Mekakalish, the Feronina, the Bariaochu, Hulu, Light, Amratna, Dinkina, Sedede. O Egypt, upon Pharaoh, be Pharaona, and upon all his servants, be Bariaochu, Hulu, Light. Ta'amratina dinkina sedede. Kutel Asr, verse 11. Buzu ahzabina meta. Bartu ochnema negestata gedele. Who smote? Who be he? Who be who he be? He be the one who smote, who smite, who killed gedele. Great nations and slew mighty kings. Buzu ahzabina meta. Bartu ochnema negestata gedele. Ye Amorawianina Ngusa Seonin, Ye Basanima Ngusa Ogin, Ye Kanaanina Mengistata Hulu Agedele, Sihon Seon, King of the Amorites, Ye Amorawianina Ngus Seonin, and Og, King of Bashan, Ye Basanima Ngusa Ogin, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. Ye Canaanin amen gistato hulu gedele. Kutarasra hulet, verse 12. Midrachuine marista drago, le Israel le hizbu arista sette. He gave their land for an heritage to Yisrael, his people. Midrachuine marista drago, le Israel le hizbu arista sette. Kutarasra source avetu. Simeh lezlalemno. Zekrehima lelijlijno.
Thy name, Abba, to thy father, his father, O father of the house, endureth forever, forever. Abba, to Semichel, Ezlalemno, and thy memorial, Zikrehim, Zikr, Zikrih, Zikrehim, and thy memorial, Zikrehim. Oh, Abba, to, oh Lord, throughout all generations, Lelij, no. For the children, children, the grandchildren, Lelij, no. Verse 14. For Egziavihar, esteem the good, the generous, Ab, will judge his people. Egziavihar, lehizvu yifardalina, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. Here in the Negusa Negesta Targum, in the Targum of the King of Kings, it says, Barya Wochudnim and his servants, he will help, he will assist. He will help, he will assist his servants, his slaves, also in a sense of the translation perhaps of Barya Wochunem Yi Redalina. So instead of he will repent himself concerning his servants, he will help, he will assist. Kutar Asra Amist, verse 15. Ye Ahizabat Aotat, Ye Burna, Ye Work, Ye So Ijasranacho. The idols of the heathen, of the peoples, of the different nationalities and international community are silver and gold. Ye Ahizabat Aotat, Ye Burna, Ye Work. The work of men's hands, yeso ij, sera nacho, yeso of men ij, hand, sera, work, nacho, they are. Kuter asra sedist, verse 16. Afalacho, ainagarumim, ainalacho, ayayumim. They have mouths, af, mouth, alacho. They have, but they speak not. Ainagarumim, ainalacho, I, so I, oin, alacho, they have, but they see not. Ayayumim, kutarasara, sabat, verse 17. Joro alacho, ay semumim, istinfasimma ba'afacho yellem. They have ears, joro alacho. They have ears, joro, ear, they have, joro alacho, ay semumim, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. Istinfasim afacho yellem kuter asra cement. Verse 18. Yemi asaruacho hulua, yemi atamen nubacho wimmo hulu in den ursu yuhun. They that make them are like to them. Yemi asaruacho hulu, yemi atamen nubacho wimmo hulu in den ursu yuhun. Here in the KJV it says, they that make them are like to them, so is everyone that trusteth in them. In the Royal Amharic Negus Neges Targum, the King of Kings Targum interpretation says here, Yemi Saruacho Hulu, all the, who make them, Yemi Ataminubacho Wimma Hulu, and all who trust in them, in them are so like them, Yehun, let them be like them. Let all those who make them, these gods and these idols, these follies, and all those who trust in them, be just like them. Yemi saruacho hulu, yemi ataman nubacho wimu hulu, in the narusu yehun, kut alasra zetang, verse 19. Yisrael beitoi, egziabi harin barkut, yaron beitoi, egziabi harin barkut, bless. Bless the sustainer, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty. O house of Yisrael, of Israel. Yeah, Yisrael Beitoi. O house of Israel, Yisrael Beitoi. Egziavihrin Barkut. Yaron Beitoi. Egziavihrin Barkut. Bless Egziavi, O house, O Beit of Aaron. Kutar Haya, verse 20. Elewi Beitoi, Egziabirin Barkut, Egziabirinna Yemitafarutoi, Egziabirin Barkut, bless Egziabir, same the good, the generous, of the open-handed father. O house of Lewi, of Levi, Elewi Beitoi, Egziabirin Barkut, ye all that fear, that reverence, that respect, Egziavihar, stand the good, the generous, Ab, Father. Bless Egziavihar. Egziavihrin, Yemitafarut, Tohoi. Egziavihrin, Barkut. Kut Haya, and verse 21. Be Yerusalem, Yemiyadere, Keziavi, Herkal Sion, Yetabarekano. Hallelujah. Blessed, blessed be a Keziavi, Her, out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye, Yah, praise ye, Jah, Be Yerusalem, in Jerusalem, Yemiyadere. The one who dwells in Jerusalem, Yerusalem, the city of peace, as above, so below, peace with God, peace with man, the city of peace, be Yerusalem, yaderek ziyavir, called Zion, from Zion, yetebarekeno, he be blessed, yetebarekeno, hallelujah, praise ye, Jah!
I am mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masagan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost and the Ghast, Sai Tubia, Tubia. I am that I am mighty and thunderable, Xabir Masagan, Gramawi Rasatar Madani Alam, Tina Easterling, the Ghost and the Ghast.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of thee, O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
መዝሙር 134 በቅንፍ 135 ሃሌሉያ የእግዚአብሔርን ስም አመስግኑ እናንተ የእግዚአብሔር ባሪያዎች ሆይ አመስግኑት በእግዚአብሔር ቤት ውስጥ በአምላካችን ቤት አደባባይ የምትቆሙ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ነውና እግዚአብሔርን አመስግኑ ለስሙ ዘምሩ መልካም ነውና እግዚአብሔር ያዕቆብን ለራሱ እስራኤልንም ለመዝገቡ መርጦታልና እግዚአብሔር ታላቅ እንደሆነ ጌታችንም ከአማልክት ሁሉ እንደሚበልጥ አውቃለሁና በሰማይና በምድር በባህር በጥልቆች ሁሉ እግዚአብሔር የወደደውን ሁሉ አደረገ ከምድር ዳር ዳመናትን ያመጣል በዝናብ ጊዜ መብረቅን አደረገ ነፋሳትንም ከመዛግብቱ ያወጣል የግብጽን በኩር ልጆች
ከሰዎች ጀምሮ እስከ እንስሳ ድረስ መጣ። ግብጽ ሆይ በመካከልሽ በፈርዖንና በባሪያዎቹ ሁሉ ላይ ታምራትንና ድንቅን ሰደደ። ብዙ አህዛብን መጣ፣ ብርቶችንም ነገሥታት ገደለ። የአሞራውያንን ንጉሥ ሴዮንን፣ የባሳንንም ንጉሥ አግን፣ የከነዓንን መንግሥታት ሁሉ ገደለ። ምድራቸውንም ርስት አድርጎ ለእስራኤል ለሕዝቡ ርስት ሰጠ። አቤቱ ስምህ ለዘላለም ነው፣ ዝክርህም ለልጅ ልጅ ነው። እግዚአብሔር ለሕዝቡ ይፈርዳልና ባሪያዎቹንም ይረዳልና። የአሕዛብ ጣዖታት የብርና የወርቅ የሰው እጅ ሥራ ናቸው። አፍ አላቸው አይናገሩም፣ ዐይን አላቸው አያዩም፣ ጆሮ አላቸው አይሰሙምም፣ እስትንፋስም ባፋቸው የለም። የሚሠሯቸውም ሁሉ የሚታመኑባቸውም ሁሉ እንደ እነርሱ ይሁኑ። የእስራኤል ቤት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩት። የአሮን ቤት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩት። የሌዊ ቤት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩት። እግዚአብሔርን የምትፈሩት ሆይ እግዚአብሔርን ባርኩት። በኢየሩሳሌም የሚያድር እግዚአብሔር ከጽዮን የተባረከ ነው። ሃሌሉያ።
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Mizmor Kuf Lamed He Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord hath chosen Jacob unto himself, and Israel for his peculiar treasure. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven, and in earth, in the seas, and all deep places. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings for the rain. He bringeth the wind out of his treasury. Who smote the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and beast. Who sent tokens and wonders into the midst of thee, O Egypt, upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants. Who smote great nations and slew mighty kings, Sihon king of the Amorites, and Og king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land for an heritage. And heritage unto Israel his people. Thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord.
Today's Daily Psalm. A call. Today's Daily Psalm, a call to praise Yah. Hallelujah. Elohim, Hailahim, the power in nature and in nature, history, his revelation in history and his revelation in nature. Here, today's Daily Psalm. I'd like to get into a little bit more of this and the reason, man. Save it for the Sunday service, a little more of the fuller fold here. In today's Daily Psalm, we have Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, in nature, and nature is revelation in the natures, nature, as well as in Israel's history. I'd like to zoom in on verses like 5 to like 21 of today's Daily Psalm. But right here, before we ride up with this 23rd sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong here, we have Pekudei, the accounting, the sum. Going to ride up with some questions, some basic questions. So as we listen to the audio, you know, we can listen for the answers. Because here we have the pattern of the tabernacle, the instruction for the construction of the structure. And just as to Moshe, take heed that you do all things, see that you do all things according to the pattern. So it's about pattern recognition here, as we have what's called the shadow, right, or the sketch, the shadow, the overview. And even the example, the object lesson, you know, the object lesson, the outer type of the tabernacle reflecting the tabernacle in man. Know ye not that ye are the what temple? Your bodies are the temple, right? Collectively as a corporate body and our individual, we say bodies are as a temple and collectively. So here we have the church in the wilderness, but it's a little bit more right here on today's Daily Psalm, a little of the Midrash right here. And then we're going to ride forward with the 12 basic questions here at the 23rd sabbatical study, completing the second book of Moshe, Chazak, or Nitz Chazek. Be strong. Be encouraged. Chazak. Wanit Chazek, and make I and I encourage one another. Make I and I strengthen one another. Here, look at the Midrash right here on today's Daily Psalm, which is an ideal psalm according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrew, sealing up the second book, the book that's known as the Exodus.
And here, Shalom, Habarim, Shema Yisrael. Here, Midrash, a study on today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Hey, Psalm 135, Psalm CXXXV, here, a Midrash, a study from the Midrash Tehillim, the study of the Tehillim, the Psalter, on today's Daily Psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Hey. The Lord is great. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Here, today's Daily Psalm, Psalm 135, verse 5 and verse 7. The Lord is great. He causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Ki gadol Yahuwah, for great he who be who he be. Ki gadol Yahuwah. Ma'ileh ne'siim mikaseh ha'aretz. Who causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Ki gadol Yahuwah. Ma'ileh nesim mikaseh ha'aretz. For great is, great be, he who be who he be, who causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Ki gadol Yahuwah ma'ileh nesim mikaseh ha'aretz. And here, the fuller verse, verse 5 of Psalm 135, the fuller verse. For I know that Jehovah, that Yahuwah, that he who be who he be, is great. And that our Lord, that Adonainu, Ainai Adonai Adonai, is above, Ainai sovereign, is above all gods. Ki ani yadaiti, ki gadol Yahuwah, wa Adonainu mikol Elohim. For I know, ki ani yadaiti, for I, ki Ani, I, yada'iti, for I know, ki, that, gadol, great,
Yahuwah, that big, big up, that great, that important is, be, he who be, who ye be, wa Adonenu, and Adonenu, and I, Adon, Adawan, I, Adonai, Adonai, I, sovereign, wa Adonenu, mi call Elohim, me from call from all Elohim, that our Adonai, Adonenu, mi call Elohim, ma ele nesima mikase haaretz, who causeth the vapors to ascend. Ma'ileh nesim, ma'ileh to go up to Allah. Ma'ileh to ascend, nesim the vapors, mi'kitzeh from the ends, mi'kitzeh from the kitzeh ha'aret, from the end of the aret, mi'kitzeh ha the aret, from the ends of the earth. Concerning this verse, Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan differed. Cloud vapors, said Rav Yochanan, come only from above, for it is said, even in Daniel chapter 7 verse 13, I saw in the night visions, and behold, there came with the clouds of heaven one like to a son of man. Hear, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Rav Yochanan had said that cloud vapors come only from above, and cited Daniel chapter 7, verse 13, where it reads, I saw in the night visions, and behold, there came with the clouds of heaven one like to a son of man. Chazeya Hueta Bechazweya Leilaya Wa Ru Ima Naneya Shemaya Kvara Enosha Ateya Hua. I saw in the night visions. Chazeya Hueta Bechazweya Leilaya. And behold, there came one with the clouds of heaven. Wa Ru Ima Nane Shemaya. One like to a son of man. K'barenosh ateyahwa. I saw in the night visions, and behold, there came with the clouds of heaven one like to a son of man. Hear, Daniel chapter 7, verse 13. Hear, Aramaic. Chazeyahweta b'chazweya leilya. Wa ruwa ima naneya shmaya. K'barenosh ateyahwa. But Reish Lakish said that cloud vapors come only from below. For it is said, even here in today's psalm, Mizmor Kof Lamed Hey, he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. Ma'ileh nesim mikaseh ha'aret. Rav Yochanan's view is that Ha'Elohim, the true God's giving of the vapors is like a man's giving a bottle of wine in its container to his friend. And here, Midrash, note on Mizmor Kof Lamed, hey, from above, Ha'Elohim, the true God, makes the gift both of clouds and of the rain which they contain. Literally, here, quote, a barrel full of wine together with a jar to keep it in. So here, from the Midrash, a barrel full of wine together with a jar to keep it in. Reish Lakish's view is that, as a man says to his friend, quote, lend me a measure of wheat, whereupon his friend declares, quote, bring me your basket, end quote. So, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, declares to the earth, quote, bring me thy cloud vapor, and thou wilt receive rain. Bring I thy cloud vapor, and thou the I wilt receive rain, will receive rain. The cloud vapor is called by five names. The cloud vapor is called by five names. Quote, darkener, end quote. Quote, maker of meekness, end quote. Quote, discomforter, end quote, quote, maker of princes, end quote, and, quote, maker of visions, end quote. So the cloud vapor is called by five names: darkener, maker of meekness, discomforter, maker of princes, and maker of visions. It is called darkener because it darkens the face of the firmament. Discomforter? Discomforter because it discomforts speculators. And here, here, Midrash note on the second of the five names, discomforter, because it discomforts speculators. The Midrash note is rain increases the crops and prevents the rising or the raising of prices. Rain increases the crops and prevents the raising of prices. Thus, his second name, discomforter, because it discomforts speculators. The third name, quote, maker of meekness, because it makes men meek toward one and other. It's called maker of meekness because it makes men meek towards one another. And here, 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 another Midrash note here, today's psalm is Morkof Lamed Hey. Their sense of dependence on rain reduces their arrogance. So the cloud vapor is called maker of meekness because it makes men meek toward one another. Their sense of dependence on rain reduces their arrogance. There is a play here, Hebraically speaking, on the words anan, anan, cloud vapor, and anau, anau. There's a Hebraicism in the Hebrew, a play here on the words anan, anan, cloud vapor, and anau, anau, meek. And maker of princes, the fourth name of the cloud vapor, maker of princes, because it makes men act in a princely manner toward one another. So here, 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 the fourth name of the cloud vapor is maker of princes, because it makes men act in a princely manner one toward another. And here, 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 Midrash note on maker of princes. Abundance of rain endows men with a sense of well-being and generosity, or else prosperity makes them as arrogant as princes. So, cloud vapor being called maker of princes because it makes men act in a princely manner one towards another. The Midrash note here is that abundance of rain endows men with a sense of well-being and generosity, or else prosperity makes them as arrogant as princes. And the fifth name of the cloud vapor, maker of visions because it makes visions appear in the sky. The fifth name of the cloud vapor is maker of visions. Why? Because it makes visions appear in the sky. And here, 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 another Midrash note. This is a Hebraicism, a Hebraic play, a play on the Hebrew words chaziz, chaziz, shaft of lightning, chaziz, and chizayon, 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 chizayon is vision. So here, 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 a play on the Hebrew words chaziz, shaft of lightning, chaziz, and chizayon, chizayon, vision. And also makes the vision of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, rest upon men. And also, it makes the vision of the Ruach HaKadosh, the Holy Spirit, the set-apart spirit, the Ayla Ayrit, the Memphis Kedus, to rest upon men. As is said in Yishayahu, Isaias, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 1, as is said, the vision of Isaiah. Chazon Yishayahu, Chazon Yishayahu, the vision of Isaiah. Chazon Yishayahu, Chazon Yishayahu, the vision of Isaiah. And here, here, a little extra. Chazon Yishayahu, Chazon Yishayahu, Chazon Yishayahu, vision. Chazon, Chazon is from the Hebraic, Afro-Semitic, Shemitic root. Chaza, 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 to see. The prophet HaNabi sees or perceives the divine, the divine message. The prophet HaNabi, the prophet sees or that is to say, perceives the divine, the divine message, with the eye of the spirit, the eye of the ruach. Vision, chazon, 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 chazon. Vision is used here in the wider sense of a collection of prophetic utterances. And Yeshayahu, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, the Hebrew, Yeshayahu, 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 meaning salvation, Yasha'a, of Yahuwah, of Yahu, of Jehovah. Compare with Yehoshua, Joshua, in Hebrew, Yehoshua, and Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Yeshayahu, said slowly, Yeshayahu, said at a normal pace of speaking, Yeshayahu. Chazon, Yeshayahu, 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 Yeshayahu.
It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
line of Judah.
It was a
line of Judah.
It was a
line of Judah.
The wall. Our backs are now again. got rules. Yeah, 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 yeah. Do you hear me calling? Do you hear me calling? This is a warning. Prophecy. 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 Gabby prophesied. If there is a stand to be taken.
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Padamawi, Padamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is due for help.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself.
Sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong. Yes, yes, Habarim. Here in summary, as we add Pekude, Ikadimer, the sum, some basic Q&A, some basic questions here. Ones and ones either. Should be able to answer these. These are run through some of the basic questions right here. Give thanks, Q for C, Hebrew for Christians. Some very good questions right here. Question one, we got 12 of them. 12 of them for this Torah portion right here, the 23rd in the sequence, and here in the second book, the 11th. So we have 12 questions here. Basic questions for Pekudei, the accounting. The counting of, the sum of, let's get a sum. When did Jah's presence fill HaMishkan, the tabernacle? When did Jah's presence fill the Mishkan? Who was responsible for the financial accounts of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle, of Jah's tabernacle? Which two people? Or we can say which two mandem, right, were responsible for the building of HaMishkan and all of its furnishings, the vessels and the furniture, the furnishing. Question four, what does the name Betzalel mean? What does the name Betzalel mean? What does the name, remember? John Jehovah said he has called Betzalel by name, Bishmo by name. So what does the name Betzalel mean? Fifth question for this Torah portion here as we fulfill and complete the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Exodus. Fifth question, how many stones were on the high priest, the Hoshen, the breastplate, the rakis of the high priest? How many stones? Sixth question. According to the sages from the ancient days, roughly how many people were present when Jah's presence filled HaMishkan? According to the sages, are the sages studying this and reasoning upon this, right? Roughly, how many people were present when Jah's presence filled the tabernacle, HaMishkan, when it filled Jah's tabernacle, the sanctuary, the chapel, Selassie is the chapel, so how many persons were present? Seventh question, was there more gold or silver in the sanctuary of HaMishkan? Which one was more? Which commodity was more? The gold or the silver in the sanctuary, in the Mikdash, the holy place of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle, the dwelling place? The eighth question, how did Moses consecrate, make holy, make set apart the furnishings of HaMishkan, the furnishings of Jah's tabernacle, of Jah's dwelling place? The ninth question, here we have the Shekinah from traditional Judaism. We made a note about it, but let's read the question as is, and here's where we have to make some right and accurate amendments. How is the Shekinah presence described regarding HaMishkan, the dwelling, the tabernacle? Well, as we mentioned before, the Shekinah means she dwells. Mm-hmm. And when we read the text, it basically says, he dwell. So Joshua and I, in the Hebrew, even the Masoretic Hebrew, it's the Shekinah. Not as the Jews, other Jews may say the Shekinah, it means she is dwelling. Shekinah, right? And you can look it up in Metaphysical Bible Dictionary also, there's a name, right? Like Yeshua, we also have that name within the scripture. Just to point that out right there, just a principle here, point of reference. It's the Shekinah. See, the Shekinah means he who be, Shekinah means Jah is dwelling. Shekinah means she is dwelling. She who is dwelling. And it's a Shekinah. So in the text it says that the glory, right, dwelt. So it's really his presence. It's he who be, Yah, Jah, presence. So we're going to rephrase this question right here. How is the Shekinah, the Shekinah presence, in other words, he who be, dwelling, presence, the perception, described regarding HaMishkan, regarding the tabernacle? Tenth question. What are the two great themes of the book of Exodus? What's the two great themes, Chaburim, of this second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as Exodus? Eleventh question right here, as we wrap up and fulfill, right? Chazak, Anita Chazik. Be strong, and make I and I be encouraged. Make I and I be strengthened. Make I and I strengthen one another. Iron sharpeneth iron. Water reflect water. Question 11. In a sense, it is a verse, but, that's a little too technical. Right there. 11. What are the names? The Shemot. What are the names? The Simoch. In Amharic, Simoch. The Hebrew Shemot. What are the names of the 11 Torah portions in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, right, that is called Exodus? What are the Shemot, the names? Can you name in the Chaburim? These are basic iron sharpened iron. What are the names? Preferably in order. Right, of the 11 Torah portions in the book of Exodus. And lastly, but not leastly, the 12th question right here for this Pekudei, the counting, right, the sum. As we're summing up right here, right, the second book of Moses right here, what do we say when the last verse of a book of the Bible, or more specific, well, book of the Bible, but here in the sense of HaTorah, right, the five books of Moshe, the Orit, Ethiopically speaking, the Ethiopic Torah, Orit, the Torah. What do we say when the last verse of a book of the Bible is recited? word, sound, power. What is it? What is it that we say? And we're going to say this right here as we just wrap up these 12 questions. Chazak, chazak, wenit hazek, wenit hazek. Be strong, chazak, chazak, wenit hazek. And make I and I be encouraged, make I and I be strengthened, make I and I strengthen one another. Wenit hazek, make I and I, make us, right? Nita hazek, nita hazek. Nita hazek, make we encourage each other. Nita hazek, make I and I encourage, strengthen one and other. Chabarim, Esai, Shalom.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, 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 hear the word of the Lord.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments
of the Ten
and man elaborate on hand elaborate on hand elaborate.
We can rely on the can rely on most high God. You're the only one we can rely on. We can rely on most high God. You're the only one we can rely on.
When I go look back for tears this week, I climb in Jacob's ladder this week.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay.
Sabbatical Saturday. So here, gonna ride up with Pekudei, Chazak, Chazak, be strong, may God and I strengthen one another. Right here, first the Baraka, the blessing for the reading, yeah.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and for ever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol HaAmim Unatan Lanu Et Torato Baruch Ata Adonai Noten HaTorah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Blessed be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The home place is
live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble. Babi Bible, shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by Babi Bible, shout up two sons and the wicked them trimble. Live by the Torah and the wicked I go crumble.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baruchu et Yahweh Hamvara. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak Leolam Vayet. Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, benutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten haTorah.
V'hu haya, v'hu hove, v'hu yihye, v'tifarah.
Joy is in thy light, and I in thy dear testament of the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a mount lion, to be following the light of the lamb and the lion, the most holy one, the father and the son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. May I tell you to read up your Bible.
Shem Ha'av, Wahabain, Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up, right up here for this force.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, hear, Shema, Shema'u li, hear, we are still in the Revi'i, we're still in the fourth Aliyah for this double portion, for Shabbat, Vayakahela, Fikudei, Sabbath, and he gathered the sums, Vayakahela, Fikudei, and he assembled the accountings, hear, picking up with the second part of this double portion here for Shabbat, Fikudei, here for Shabbat, Fikudei, here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus chapter 38, here, verse 1 is where the Fikudei, Shabbat, Fikudei, here, Hebrew first words, here, we'll begin, and we are still in for this Shabbat, for the double portion, still in the Rabi'i, still in the fourth Aliyah. Eile fikudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-eduta, asher pukada al-pi Moshe, evadata ha-lewin, biyada itamar, ben-ahirona ha-kohen. This the sum of the tabernacle, even, of the tabernacle of testimony, as it was counted, according to the commandment of Moses, for the service of the Levites by the hand of Ithamar, son to Aaron the priest. Eile fukudei, these are the accounts. Eile, these, not this, but eile, these. Eile fukudei, these are fukudei, the accounts. Eile fukudei ha-mishkan, these are the accounts of the mishkan, of the dwelling, of the tabernacle. Eile fukudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edut, even the mishkan, the dwelling, the tabernacle ha-edut, of the testimony of the witness, mishkan ha-edut, asher pukad, as they were rendered, asher pukad, as they were accounted, as they were rendered, as they were counted, al-pi Moshe, according to the commandment of Moses, upon the mouth of Moses, al-pi Moshe, al-fi Moshe, al-fi Moshe, upon the fi, the mouth, the pi, the pi, the pi, the mouth of Moshe, al-pi Moshe, al-fi Moshe, evadata Halloween. Through the service of Halloween, the service of the Levites, evodata ha-levim, evodata ha-levim, biyada itamar, by the yad, by the hand of Ithamar, biyad itamar ben Aharon ha-kohen, the son of Aaron ben Aharon ha-kohen, the son of Aharon of Aaron ha-kohen of Aaron the priest. And Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur of the tribe of Yehuda, made all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moses. And with him was Aholiab, the son of Achisamach of the tribe of Dan, an engraver, and a cunning workman, a cunning craftsman, and an embroiderer in blue and in purple and in scarlet and fine linen. All the gold that was occupied for the work, in all the work of the holy, of HaKodesh, the holy place, even the gold of the offering was 29 talents and 730 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, after the shekel of the holy place, HaKodesh, of the Kodesh, B'Shekel HaKodesh. And the kesef, and the bur, and the kesef, and the silver of them that were numbered of the congregation, the aggregation was, and 100 talents, and 1,703 shekels, after the shekel, b'shekel ha-kodesh, after the shekel of the kodesh, of the sanctuary, of the holy place, a beka for every man, that is, half a shekel, after the shekel of the sanctuary, the shekel ha-kodesh, for everyone that went to be numbered, from 20 years old and upward, for 600,000 and 3,550 and 50 men. And of the 100 talents of silver of kesef were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the sockets of the veil, and 100 sockets of the 100 talents, a talent for a socket. And of the 1,775 shekels, he made hooks for the pillars and overlaid their capitals, and filleted them. And the brass, nechoshet, of the offering was 70 talents and 2,400 shekels. And therewith he made the sockets of the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the brazen altar, and the brazen grate for it, and all the vessels of HaMizbeach, of the Mizbeach, of the altar, and the sockets of the court HaTzir, round about, and the sockets of the court gate, and all the pins of the tabernacle, and all the pins of the court round about. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, O Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear. Second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 39. The holy garments for Aharon, the holy garments for Aaron. Compare, contrast, Exodus chapter 31, verse 10. Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, Exodus chapter 39, 39, verse 1. Umin ha tikaleta we ha argaman we tolaata ha shani asua vigdeya se rad le sharet ba kodesh Waya isua eta bigdeya ha kodesha asher le aheron ka asher siwahi yahua eta Moshe. And of the blue and purple and scarlet, they made cloths of service to do service in the holy place, ba kodesh. And made the holy garments for Aharon, for Aaron, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Umin, and from Hatikalet, and from the blue, and of the blue, Hatikalet, the Tikalet, the sky blue. Umin Hatikalet, with Ha'argaman, and of the Argaman, Ha'argaman, and of the purple. With tolaata ha shani and the scarlet they made plaited garments. Asu vigdeya sirad vigdey asu they made vigdeya sirad they made plaited garments. Le sharet bakodesh. For the sharet, for the service, for the sharet, for the ministry, le sharet ba-kodesh, the ministry in the holy place, in ha-kodesh ba-kodesh, in the holy set-apart place, et bigdeya ha-kodesh, asher le-aharon, and may the holy, the set-apart garments, Waya isua et vigdei ha-kodesh, and made the holy garments asher le'aharon, that which was for Aaron, of Aaron, ka'asher, as like siwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, siwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded, siwah Yahuwah et Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses, as Jah commanded,
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, for this Shabbat, Pekudei, some say Pekudei or Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accountings, hear, picking up here with the last Torah portion here for this second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names called Exodus. Here we pick up with the Sheni Aliyah, here with the second up offering up, the second reading, the second Aliyah, the second ascension offering, up offering here for this Shabbat Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accountings. And here, for a double portion, and when we have a double portion, this will be the Chamishi, of the double portion, for a double portion, for a Shabbat, and for this Shabbat, Wayakahel, Fikudei, here, the Sheni, for the Fikudei, 23rd Torah portion, reading and feeding, and here, and here, for a double portion, the Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, for the double portion, here, second book of Moses, Hebrew book, Exodus chapter 39, here at verse 2. Waya'asa eta ha'efod hav tikaleta we argaman we tola'ata shani we shesha mashazar. And he made the ephod, gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twined linen. Waya'asa eta ha'efod. And he made the ephod, ha-ephod. He made the ephod. Vayasa eta haefoda zahav, tikkalet of zahav, gold, tikkalet of blue, sky blue, with argaman and purple, with tolaata shani and scarlet, with sheish mashzar, with sheish mashzar and fine twine linen, with sheish mashzar, and they did beat the gold into thin plates and cut it into wires to work it in the blue and in the purple and in the scarlet and in the fine linen with cunning work. They made shoulder pieces for it to couple it together. By the two edges was it coupled together. And the curious girdle of his ephod, of the ephod that was upon it, was of the same according to the work thereof. Gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet, and fine twine linen, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, commanded Moses. Then they wrought onyx stones enclosed in ochres of gold, graven as signets are graven, with the Shemot, with the names of the Bnei Yisrael, with the names of the sons of Yisrael. And he put them on the shoulders of Ha'ephod, of the ephod, that they should be stones for a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children of Yisrael, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. Vayasemo otam ala kitfot al kitfot haefod avneya zikarona livneya Yisrael ka'asher ziwahi Yahuwah eta Moshe. And he put them on the shoulder pieces of haefod to be stones. Avnei Zikaron, to be stones of memorial. Avnei Zikaron, for the sons, the children of Israel. Livnei Yisrael, Kashas Iwah Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded at the Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And he made HaChoshen, and he made the breastplate. Cunning work, like the work of HaEphod, like the work of the ephod, gold, blue, and purple, and scarlet and fine twine linen. It was Rabua. It was four square. They made HaChoshen, the breastplate, double. A span, the length thereof, and a span, the breadth thereof, being doubled. And they set in it four rows of stones. The first row, a sardis, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This was the first row. And the second row, an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. And the third row, a linger, an agate, and an amethyst. And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, and a jasper. They were enclosed in ochres of gold in their enclosings. And the stones were, according to the names of the sons of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, 12. According to their names, their shemot, like the engravings of a signet. Everyone with shemo, his name, according to the 12 tribes. And they made upon HaChoshen the breastplate chains at the ends. Recent work, pure gold, zahav tahor. And they made two ochres, zahav, gold, and two gold rings, and put the two rings in the two ends of HaChoshen, of the breastplate. And they put the two recent chains of gold in the two rings on the two ends of HaChoshen, of the breastplate. And the two ends of the two recent chains they fastened in the two ochres, and put them on the shoulder pieces of HaEphod, of the ephod, before it. And they made two rings of gold and put them on the two ends of HaChoshen, the breastplate, upon the border of it, which that on the side of HaEphod inward. And they made two other golden rings and put them on the two sides of HaEphod underneath, toward the fore part of it, over against the other coupling thereof, above the curious girdle of HaEphod. And they did bind HaChoshen, the breastplate, by his rings to the rings of HaEphod, the ephod, with a lace of blue, that it might be above the curious girdle of HaEphod, and that HaChoshen, the breastplate, might not be loosed from HaEphod, as Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Vayira kesua eta HaChoshen, miyat abo otayo eta abo ota HaEphod. bifatila tikaleta lihiyota ala choshev ha efoda willoa yizach ha choshena me ala ha efoda kaashel siwah yahwa eta moshe.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear the Shelishi for Shabbat, Fikudei, for Sabbath, Fikudei, Sabbath, the sums, the accounting, And for a double. Hear, for a double portion, we have the Sheishi for Shabbat, Wayakahela, Fikudei, for a double portion. This is the Sheishi, this is the sixth Aliyah, Sheishi, Kashahena Mechov. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, the cipher, Shemot, the cipher of the names, Exodus chapter 39. Here. Here at verse 22, for the Sheishi, for a double portion, the Sheishi, for the six aliyah, for the double portion corresponding to Pikudei, Fikudei, the Shalishi for Pikudei, Fikudei. Waya'asa eta me'il lahai foda ma'iseya o rega kalila tikaleta. And he made the robe of ha'efod, of the effort, woven work, all blue. Waya'asa eta me'il ha'efod. Ma'iseya orega kalila tikaleta, and he made the robe of the ephod. Waya'asa eta ma'il, the ma'il, the robe, the ma'il ha'ephod, the robe of the ephod, ma'il ha'ephod. Ma'iseya orega, woven work, ma'iseya oreg, kalila tikalet, all of blue, all of sky blue. And there was an hole in the midst of the robe as the hole of a habergoin, a band round about the hole that it should not rend, that it should not rip. And the hole of the robe in the midst thereof as the hole of a coat of mail with a binding round about the whole of it, that it should not be rent, that it should not be ripped. And they made upon the hems of the robe pomegranates, blue and purple and scarlet, twined linen. And they made bells, pure gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates upon the hem of the robe, round about between the pomegranates. A bell and a pomegranate, a bell and a pomegranate, round about the hem of the robe to minister in, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And they made coats, fine linen, woven work for Aharon and for Benaiah, for his sons, and a mitre and a turban, fine linen and goodly bonnets, fine linen, and linen breeches, fine twine linen, and a girdle, fine twine linen, and blue and purple and scarlet, needlework, as Jehovah commanded Moses, and they made the plate of the holy crown, pure gold, and wrote upon it a writing, the engravings of a signet, holiness to the Lord. Waya'isua eta sitsa nezer. And they made the plate of the crown. Waya'isua eta sitsa nezeraha kodesha zahava tahora. Wayikatavua alayowa mikatava pe tucheya chotama kodesh la Yahuwah. And they made the plate of the Holy Crown, Wayaisua Eta Sisa Nezer HaKodesh, the Nezer HaKodesh, the Holy Crown, Zahav Tahor, pure gold, Zahav Tahor, Tiru, Zahav Tahor, Wayikitavu, and wrote Alayo upon it, Mikatav, from the writing, Pi Tuchea Chotam, like the engraving of a signet, Pi Tuchea Chotam, like the engraving of a Chotam, a signet, Kodesh, La Yahuwah, Kodesh, holy, set apart, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, Kodesh, La Yahuwah. And they tied to it a lace of blue to fasten on high upon the mitre, upon the turban, as Yahuwah's Jehovah commanded Moshe. Thus, like this, was all the walk, all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent, of the congregation finished. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Yahuwah commanded Moshe. So did they. Wa tekella kola evodata mishkana ohela moed. Wa ya isua bneya yisraela kola asheras iwah Yahuwah eta Moshe. Ken asu. Thus, like this, was finished all the work of the tabernacle, of the tent of meeting. Watekel kola evodata mishkana ohela moed. And the children, the sons of Yisrael, did according to all that Jehovah commanded Moses. Wayaisu abnei Yisrael kukol asher siwah Yahuwah et Moshe. So did they. Ken asu. So did they. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, would be where the Rabbi, here the Rabbi, here the fourth Aliyah, fourth up offering for the last Torah portion in the second book of Moshe, Fikudei, the fourth Aliyah, verse 33, Exodus chapter 39, verse 33, the Rabbi, the fourth reading, the fourth up offering, ascension offering, Rabbi. Waya viu eta ha mishkana illa Moshe eta ha ohel. We eta kola kalayo. Ke ra sayo. Ke ra shayo. Be rihai. Be rihayo. Be riho. Be rihayo. We amudayo. Wa e danai. And they brought the tabernacle to Moses, to Moshe. The tent and all his furniture. His tatchets, his boards, his bars, and his pillars, and his sockets. Wayaviu, wayabiu, and they brought, wayaviu, eta hamishkan, and they brought the mishkan. Wayaviu, eta hamishkana, il Moshe, to Moses. Eta ha ohel, the tent, the ohel, ha ohel, we eta kola kelayu, and all his furniture. Kirasayo, its class, his class, kirashayo, his boards, beriho, his bars, we amudayo, and his pillars, wa e danayo, and its sockets. And the covering of ram's skins dyed red, and the covering of badger's skins, and the veil of the covering, and the ark of the testimony, and the stays thereof, and the mercy seat, the table, all the vessels thereof, and the shoe bread, the bread of the presences, the pure menorah, the pure lampstand, the lamps thereof, the lamps to be set in order, and all the vessels thereof of Ha, and the oil for light, the golden Mizbeach, the golden altar, and the anointing, the Messiahing, the christening, the christening oil, the Messiahing oil, the anointing oil, and the sweet incense, the sweet aishens, and the hanging for the tabernacle door, the brazen altar and his grate of brass, his staves and all his vessels, the laver and his foot, the hangings of the court, his pillars and his sockets, and the hanging for the court gate, his cords and his pins, and all the vessels of the service of the tabernacle for the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, the cloths of service to do service in the holy, in the set apart, HaKodesh, and the holy garments for Aharon, HaKohen, Aaron the priest, and Banayo and his son's garments, to minister in the priest's office, according to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded Moshe. So the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Yisrael, made all the work, and Moshe did look upon all the work, all the work. And behold, they had done it as Jehovah had commanded. Even so had they done it. And Moses and Moshe blessed them. Vayare'im Moshe et kol ha-melakah. Vehine asu otaha ka'asher asiwah Yahuwah. Kain asu. Vayabareka otam Moshe. And Moshe saw. Vayare Moshe. And Moses saw. Vayare Moshe. Etukol ha-melacha. And Moses saw. Kol ha-melacha. Melacha. He saw all the melacha. Ha-melacha. All the work. Wehine. And look, see, here it is. And behold, wehine asu otaha. And behold, they had done it. Wehine asu otaha. They had done her. They had done it. Ka'asher atziwah Yahuwah. As Jehovah commanded. Ka'asher atziwah Yahuwah. Kain asu. Even so had they done it. Kain asu. Vayavareka otama Moshe, and Moses blessed them. Vayabarek otam Moshe, and Moshe blessed them. Blessed them. Blessed them. Blessed them. Blessed them. Blessed them. Blessed them.
Bless you. We find your peace out and approvable. God bless you for coming to the show tonight. God bless your day.
So this is what kind of cause I think, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't do the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that, well, all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that to you.
Bring forth the Bible. 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 Bring forth the Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat for Kudei, Sabbath, the sums, countings, here for the last portion here in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book known as the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names and called Exodus. Here we pick up with Exodus chapter 40, for the Shabbat of Kudei. This would be the Chamishi Aliyah, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth offering up right here for Shabbat Fekudei, Sabbath, the sums, Sabbath, the countings. And for a double portion, for Shabbat Vayakahel Fekudei, Vayachel Fekudei, a double portion, this is the Shavi'i, for the double portion, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up right here. Shema Yisrael, here. Give ear, O Yisrael. Vayedaberi Yahuwah el Moshe leimor. the tabernacle set up. And Jehovah spake to Moses, saying, Vaydaber Yahuwah il Moshe lemor. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, lemor, saying, Beyom ha chodesh ha rishon de echad la chodesh takim et mishkan ohel moed. On the first day of the first month, the first moon, shalt thou set up the tabernacle, ha-mishkan, of the tent of the congregation. Yom ha-chodesh ha-rishon, ha-chodesh ha-rishon, on the first day, b'yom ha-chodesh ha-rishon, on the day of the chodesh, the first, b'yom ha-chodesh ha-rishon, on the first day, on the first day of the b'achad la chodesh, of the first chodesh, the first moon, b'achad la chodesh, shalt thou rear up, takim, takim, shalt thou set up, shalt thou rear up, takim, eta mishkana ohela moed, shalt thou, I rear up, the mishkan of the ohel moed, shall thou rear up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony, and cover the ark with a veil. With samta sham, et aron ha eduta, with sakota ala ha aron et ha paroket. And thou shalt put therein the ark of the testimony. With samta shamaet aron ha edut. Put in the aron ha edut, the ark of ha edut, the testimony. And thou shalt screen the ark with the veil. With sakota ala ha aron et ha paroket. And thou, the eye, shall bring in the table and set in order the things that are to be set in order upon it. And thou shall bring in ha-menorah, the lampstand, and light the lamps thereof, light the lamps of Ha. And thou shalt set the altar of gold for the incense, for the ashens, before the Aaron ha-edut, the ark of the testimony, the tabot, and put the hanging of the door to the tabernacle. And thou shalt set the altar of the burnt offering before the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, aggregation. And thou shalt set the laver between the tent of the congregation, aggregation, and ha-mizbeach, and the altar, and shall put water therein. And thou shalt set up the court round about, and hang up the hanging at the court gate. And thou, the eye, shall take the anointing oil, the Messiah oil, and anoint the tabernacle, and all that therein, and shalt hollow, set it apart, and all the vessels thereof. And it shall be holy. It shall be set apart. And thou, the eye, shalt anoint the altar of the burnt offering, and all his vessels, and sanctify ha-mizbeach. And it shall be an altar most holy, and it shall be an altar kodesh kodashim, holy of holies. And thou shalt anoint the laver in his foot, and sanctify it. And thou, the eye, shall bring Aharon, O Benai, O Aaron, and his sons, to the door, illa patach, ohela moed, to the door, the patach of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and wash them with water. And thou, the eye, shall put upon Aharon the holy garments, and anoint him, and Messiah him, and christen him, and sanctify him, that he may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. And thou, the eye, shall bring his sons, Benayu, and clothe them with coats. And thou, the eye, shall anoint them, Messiah them, christen them, as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to me, to I, in the priest's office. For their anointing shall surely be an everlasting and eternal priesthood throughout their generations. Or Ma shachta otam ka'asher ma shachta eta avihem. We kiyehnu ali. We haita lehiyota lahem ma shachatam le kehunata olama le dorotam. And thou shalt anoint them as thou didst anoint their father, that they may minister to I in the priest's office, and their anointing shall be to them for an everlasting and eternal. Le, lia, ke, lika, not, lika, hunat, le, kuhunat, le, kuhunat, olam, an eternal kuhunat, eternal priesthood throughout their generations. Le, doro, tam. Thus, like this did Moshe. According to all that Yahuwah, that Jehovah commanded him, so did he. Vaya'asa Moshe, k'kol asher asiwah Yahuwah, oto, ken asa. And here, the sheishi for Shabbat Pekudei, Shabbat Pekudei, Sabbath, the sum, Sabbath, the accounting, the sheishi, the sixth aliyah for Shabbat Pekudei, Pekudei. But here, for a double, still in the seventh aliyah, for the double portion here at verse 17. Vayehi ba chodesh ha rishon bashana ha shenita be echad la chodesh hukam ha mishkan. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, on the first of the month of the moon, the tabernacle was reared up. Vayehi ba chodesh ha rishon ba shana ha shenit. And it came to pass in the first month, the first moon, in the second year, be echad la chodesh hukam ha mishkan. On the first day of the month, the moon, the tabernacle, the Mishkan, was reared up. Hukam HaMishkan. And Moshe reared up the tabernacle and fastened his sockets and set up the boards thereof and put in the bars thereof and reared up his pillars. And he spread abroad the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent above it, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he took and put the testimony into Ha'aron, into the tabot, into the ark, and set the staves on Ha'aron, on the tabot, on the ark, and put the mercy seat, the kaporet, above upon Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark. And he brought Ha'aron, the tabot, the ark, into the tabernacle, and set up the veil of the covering, and covered the Aron Ha'edut, the ark of the testimony, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the shulchan, the table, in the tent of the congregation, upon the side of the tabernacle northward, without the veil. And he set the bread in order upon it, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, as Jehovah had commanded Moshe. And he put ha-menorah, the lampstand, in the tent of the congregation, over against HaShulchan, the table, on the side of the tabernacle southward. And he lighted the lamps, lifnei Yahuwah, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he put the golden altar in the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, before the veil. And he burnt sweet incense, and he burnt sweet incense thereon, as Jehovah commanded Moses. Vayaketera layoa ketoreta samim, ka'asher tziwahi Yahuwah eta Moshe. And he burnt thereon incense, aishens, of sweet spices. Vayaketera alayo, and he burnt, vayaketera alayo, upon it, ketoreta samim, aishens of sweet spices, sweet aishens, ketoret samim. Ka'asher tziwahi Yahuwah et Moshe, as Jehovah commanded Moses. And here for the Shavi'i, here for the Shavi'i, for the seventh aliyah, for the Shabbat, for Kudei, Sabbath, for Sabbath sums, Sabbath accounting. So Shabbat Pekudei, Shabbat Pekudei, here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus, Exodus chapter 40, here at verse 28, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh reading, the seventh Aliyah, the seventh of offering, seventh Aliyah, ascension offering, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Pekudei. And in a double portion, like this double portion, we still are in the Shavi'i. So the Shavi'i and the Shavi'i, the two Shavi'is, two sevenths. Wayasema eta masaka ha petacha la mishkan. And he set up the hanging at the door of the tabernacle. Wayasem eta masak. And he put the screen, and he put the screen. Wayasema eta masaka ha petach la mishkan. And he put the screen of the petach, of ha petach, the screen, the masak, ha petach, the screen of the petach, the screen of the door, la mishkan, to the mishkan, to the tabernacle. And he put the altar of burnt offering by the door of the tabernacle of the tent of the congregation, aggregation, offered upon it the olah, the burnt offering, and the mincha, and the meal offering, as Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he set the laver, the basin, the laver between the tent of the congregation, aggregation, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, and put water there to wash withal. And Moshe and Aharon Ubanayo and his sons washed their hands and their feet thereat. When they went into the tent of the congregation, the aggregation, and when they came near to HaMizbeach, to the altar, they washed, as Yahweh's Jehovah commanded Moshe. And he reared up the court round about the tabernacle and the altar, and set up the hanging of the court gate. So Moses finished the work. Vayikala Moshe et ha-melacha. So Moses finished the work. Vayikala Moshe et ha-melacha. And here, for the maftir. Here, for the maftir. For Shabbat. Fikudei, Sabbath, Fikudei, the Maftir, to fulfill the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called the Sefer Shemot, Shemot, the names, and known as Exodus. Here. Exodus chapter 40, here at verse 34, for the Maftir. Waikas he anan et ohela moeda. Ukovodi Yahuwah, Malei Etaha Mishkan. Then a cloud covered the tent of the congregation, the tent of the aggregation, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. Wayakas He'anan. Then the cloud covered. Waikasa he anan eto ohela moed. Then the cloud covered the ohel moed, the tent of moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, the appointed tent. Waikasa he anana eto ohela moed. Ukavodi Yahuwah, and the glory of Jehovah. Ukavoda Yahuwah, and the kavod, the kabod. Ukavodi Yahuwah, and the kabod of Jehovah, Malei, eta ha-mishkan, filled the mishkan, Malei, eta ha-mishkan, Wayikas, he-anan, eta ohel moed, ukavodi Yahuwah, Malei, eta ha-mishkan. And Moses and Moshe was not able to enter into the tent of the congregation, aggregation, because the cloud abode thereon, and the glory of Jehovah filled the tabernacle. With lo yakola Moshe lavo illa ohela moed ki Shakan alayo he anan ukavodi Yahuwah malei etaha mishkan. And Moses was not able to enter. Willo yakola Moshe lavo to enter into the tent of meeting. Il ohela moed because the cloud. Because the cloud abode thereon. Ki shakan alayo, because the cloud abode dwelt thereon. Ki shakan alayo, he anan. O kavodi Yahuwah, and the glory, o kavod Yahuwah, o kavodi Yahuwah, and the glory, the kavod of Jehovah, o kavodi Yahuwah, malei filled etaha mishkan, filled the mishkan, the tabernacle, the dwelling place. And when the cloud was taken up from over the tabernacle, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, went onward in all their journeys, went onward in all their journeys. Over he alot, over he alota he anana me Allah mishkana yisoo bnei Yisrael bekola masaihem. But if the cloud were not taken up, then they journeyed not till the day that it was taken up, that it aliyed up, that it went up. Weim lo ya ale he anan, willo wa yisu'u ad yom he aloto, he aloto. For the cloud of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, in the sight of all the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, throughout all their journeys. Ki nani Yahuwah, for the cloud of Jehovah, ki nani Yahuwah, Allah mishkana yomama ve'esha, tihyeh layla bawa, le Aynai yakola bait Yisrael bekola masaihem. For the cloud of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, was upon the tabernacle, the Mishkan, by day. Ki nanna Yahuwah Allah mishkana yomam. And there was fire, ve'esh, ve'esh, tihyeh. And there was fire, ve'esh, tihyeh. And she was fire, and there was fire. Ve'esha tihyeh laila, and there was fire therein by night. Ve'esha tihyeh laila ba'u, and there was, and she fire by night in him. Ve'esha tihyeh laila ba'u le'aynaya kola beit Yisrael, in the sight, in the eyes. Le'aynay, le'aynay, in the eyes, call of all Beit, the house Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, bekol la masaihem, throughout all their journeys, bekol masaihem. Kabur lekalu, kabur adinsu, kabur lachaylu. Yes, 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 yes. Chazak, chazak. Wanit achazik. Chazak, chazak. Be strong, be strong. May I and I be encouraged. Chazak, chazak. Wanita chazek. We have fulfilled here, the second book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus in the English, the Sefer Shemot, the book of the names. Yes, I, Ras, Tefara, Kabur Lekalu, Kabur Adinsu, Kabur Lechailu, Kabur Leabinu, Lemelkeinu, Kabur lekermawi chal salasi b'shem Yeshua ha-Moshiach. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Chazak, chazak, onit chazek. Be strong, be strong. Be encouraged, be encouraged. Make I and I strengthen and encourage one another. Stay tuned for the Sunday service. Interesting, we fulfill this book with the glory. And then we have the evening psalm for the first day, a.k.a. called Sunday. We have Psalm 23,
4, speaking about the glory.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong,
Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong, Shabbat strong,
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning Jah created the heaven and the earth, then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
The blessing after the reading of the Torah. We still have the prophets reading the Haftarah, also the Brit Chadash, the New Covenant reading. Yes, I, for the first day service. But here, the Baraka after the reading. Yes, I, of HaTorah.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torah. Amen. Baruch atah Yahweh, Noten HaTorah.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Ayinai midst. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah, blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Ayinai the Torah, the directions, the instructions, Jalor. Wa imru, amen.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inslasia.
The whole place is
doomed. So here, riding up to the first day service. Hopefully the item can join I and I here on the air in the Irish for the first day. Melkam Mehud, blessed first day, beautifully good. Melkam Mehud, yes I, Shavua, the seven to come, Shavua Tov, a good seven, a good strong seven, Yom HaRishon, the first day. So here we have the glory and the tabernacle, and here we have also the pattern for the tabernacle of man. very interesting even in listening to the Aliyot and to the reading, and we sort of try to bring out the Hebrew of what we read in the English translation, even the fire and the blending, not the blending, but the double helix, the polarity, divine polarity of he who be who he be, but of she in he, even with the fire, you know, the fire, she be in he. But we're going to pick up on that with the Shekinah, right, and the Shekinah, and even more right here with the tabernacle and the pattern as a new covenant hints us in the epistle to the Hebrews, as well as in the words of Rav Shaul, Hawadiyo Paulos, like, know ye not, right, that your bodies are the tabernacle or the temple, and the temple pattern right here, riding up and out with this and coming forward with the first day service at the top of the Iowa, right here, tell me who, Jah Tabernacle, Don Carlos and Culture, right here, Jah
Tabernacle. Way over, all of Mount Zion, Jah Tabernacle, Jah Tabernacle. Oh, all of Mount Zion, tell me who Jah shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me, tell me who Jah shall abide in thy tabernacle. It's only them that have love. Tell me who Jah shall abide. Majesty, I shall tend them in the role of wings of Zion. It's only them and those who walk it in the road of righteousness and speak at the truth within their heart shall enter in the whole of the whole of tabernacle of Jah. Yeah, yeah, oh, oh. Yeah. Tell me who Jah shall abide in thy tabernacle. It's only them that willing to do the work of Jah shall go to Mount Zion and live. Only them that know the name of His Majesty and accept it to all shall live. It's only them who care for the people and love the people and love the world. It's only them shall enter in the tabernacle full of Mount Zion. That's why I ask in joy for the things that we need, the things that we need, the things that we need in life, the things that we need in life to make a man feel comfortable. Tell me who Jah shall abide in thy tabernacle. Only them who love Him. Tell me who Jah shall abide in thy tabernacle. Tell it to me, I have something precious for the whole wide world to listen to now. Oh, Jah, help me, I'm willing for your help. I want you as joy, I need a little gift, food, clothes and shelter and health and strength. Love and liberty, and love and liberty, all over the land. For the people, just people, bo. Tell me who Jah shall abide.
Tell me who, know ye not? That ye, that you, yes I, tell me who, yes I and I, tabernacle, yes I. Here, Sunday service, yes I, and Irit, the spirit dwelling in I and I, beginning right now. Calling, tune in, yes I, Rastafari.